comments and views expressed on The Kevin Smith Show are those of the people that make them and do not necessarily reflect the views of Kevin Smith, The Kevin Smith Show, or its affiliates or sponsors.
Hi, folks. Welcome to the Kevin Smith Show, whoever you are, wherever you are, all around this beautiful place we call Earth. Thank you for being here at the Kevin Smith Show. Talk radio like nowhere else on Earth, where you actually matter. Let me remind you, if you have not done so, be sure you do subscribe to the K-Files e-zine. The K-Files e-zine is our free weekly newsletter, and we send it out. Email it out each week. We start on Friday night after the show. So Friday or Saturday, you'll get it, depending on where your name comes in the list. It's a big list. And it's free. So there's really no reason not to subscribe. Our video chat with Jose Escamilla was a big success. We had a lot of fun. And those of you who are members and did not avail yourself of that, you missed something tremendous. And those of you who are not yet members, you missed something tremendous. So all I can tell you is that, boy, I'll tell you, Jose, he just opened up with us. He told people, you know, anyone that doubted the photographs that they were seeing and the film clip he provided from his movie, Luna, he said, here's where you go find it. You can go download the photographs yourself. And he told people where to go look at them, where to get them, where to download them. And he answered questions that people had and responded to comments that people made, and it was just great. And, you know, the way it works is he's on the screen with me, and so you're getting to see him, and he sees your comments and talks to you, and it was fun. Got a lot of real positive response from that. However, we did have some who still say, we had one or two who still say, oh, you ought to do this all the time. And then those who don't really want to call in could still participate. Well, see, it's a talk show. It's not a type show. And it's kind of like saying, I would play on the football team, coach, if you let me use a bat when I play. Well, it's not baseball, it's football. You don't use a bat. It's a talk show, not a type show. So you have to call in, okay? Tonight, we are going to be talking about some breaking news out of Europe and out of Eastern Europe. Some of this breaking news actually broke yesterday. You already heard about it. Some of it broke just before the show. You haven't heard about it. The breaking news out of Eastern Europe is potentially gigantic news, and I'm going to share it with you. You haven't heard it yet, I'm pretty sure. Maybe you have, but if you have, you're staying right on top of the news services as I do. This is brand new stuff, this is brand new information, and if it's true, it is huge. It is gigantic. And you don't want to miss a single second of it. So when we come back, that'll be the first story up. Breaking news out of Eastern Europe. So don't miss any part of this show. Then we'll go open line. Because when we go open line, you'll get the opportunity then to talk about whatever you want to talk about. We'll be back right after this.
Thank you.
Here on the Kevin Smith Show, we talk about a lot of stuff that some people say is way out. It's out on the edge. Of course, I think that anything that is actually happening, whether it's something we're accustomed to or not, has nothing to do at all with whether it's real or not. And if it's actually happening and a news organization refuses to report it, then they are remiss in their duties and their function as a news organization. I've used this example before about, let's say that an asteroid, not big enough to cause any tremendous damage, but big enough to cause a bit of a crater and some dust in the air, we'll say a meteor, strikes right in the middle of Central Park. Would you think that would be all over the news just as quick as they could get news crews out there? Well, of course it would. But what if one of the news stations said, that's something from outer space. I'm not interested. And so they wouldn't report it. Well, you would think that news agency was nuts, right? Well, what if they all did that? Well, that's what almost all of them do when it comes to UFOs and extraterrestrials in the United States. It's not that way with the news in other places in the world. There are other places in the world where it is that way. But there are places in the world where they figure news is news. And if it's happening, regardless of how out on the edge it may sound, if it's happening, they report it. One of the news online newspapers that I subscribe to is the Sofia Echo. It's from the capital city of Bulgaria. And it's only one among many that I subscribe to, but I look through it every day. And I found something that is truly breaking news. If this turns out to be true, now I think they're giving you a factual report. But the people, they're giving you a factual report of what the people have said. If these people are telling the truth, this is earth-shaking news. Now, all around the world, people are listening to the Kevin Smith Show. In Bulgaria, there are people listening to the Kevin Smith Show. And you know that one of the things that we talk about a lot on this show is the possibility of what we call disclosure about UFOs and extraterrestrials. Just recently, the Vatican sponsored a conference of astronomers and scientists, other scientists, to discuss extraterrestrial life, intelligent extraterrestrial life. And that was just a couple of weeks ago. And now today, at 2:20 in the afternoon, this report came out of Bulgaria. This is a report that is telling us about something the Bulgarian Academy of Science is saying. Within the Bulgarian Academy of Science, there is something called the Space Exploration Department. And the head of that department is Lukasar Filipov. And according to Lukasar Filipov, aliens, extraterrestrials, are living on Earth among us right now and are in constant communication and interaction with us. According to Filipov, and this is a quote, they are here right now among us, end quote. And he said that although there is little awareness of their presence, they are conducting surveillance and research on Earth. He said they're not hostile in any way. And he says that he figures that it's impossible to try to track them, extraterrestrial life, with our current radar equipment or through the usage of radio telescopes. Apparently, the aliens are categorical in that any future means of contact between us and them will be conducted through mental power and telepathy. Now, this is a quote from him. The aliens are very critical of our immoral behavior and our destruction of the environment. And they say that global warming is attributed mainly to infrastructural engineering. Additionally, they are very skeptical of our use of cosmetics and artificial insemination because this is unnatural, according to them. And that's an end quote. His team of scientists say that they will be in communication with them the next meeting, and that's in quotes, the next meeting they have with these extraterrestrials will be in the spring of 2010. Now, is it possible that Lukasar Filipov is not telling us the truth? Well, that's always possible. Is it possible that there is that this is a hoaxed story? I don't think it's possible that the newspaper hoaxed it. I think they're actually reporting on what Lukasar Filipov had to say. Now, you might, because of this movie that came out called The Fourth Kind and the kind of hoaxes that were perpetrated even in the news media, not by the news media, but by those promoting the movie, but they got the news media to print some of these articles. Because of that, you would think, well, it's always possible that just as there was no actual Dr. Abigail Tyler, as was in The Fourth Kind in the movie, that maybe there is no actual Lukasar Filipov. That's possible. I got this just before showtime, and I didn't have time to run that down yet. Okay, so I'm just giving this to you hot off of the Sophia Echo site. But I'll tell you this, Bulgaria is not a huge country. And considering that they're not saying that this Lukasar Filipov is just some guy in Bulgaria, but he is the head of the Space Exploration Department of the Bulgarian Academy of Science, I would think that pretty well nails it down that he does exist and that he is for real and that he actually said this. They would know who is the head of the Space Exploration Department of the Bulgarian Academy of Science. Have you ever been to Bulgaria? Bulgaria is it's a very organized country. Bulgaria, I've been there. I've been through Bulgaria many times by car. And Bulgaria is, they're very organized. They're not chaotic. Sofia is a fabulous capital city. And I tend to think this is a real, genuine news report here. Well, it is a genuine news report, but I would tend to believe that this is on the up and up. Now, if it is, assuming that it is, this is huge news because you have coming out of Eastern Europe an official statement that we are in contact with extraterrestrials. We are in contact with them. And we have another meeting set up for the spring of 2010. That's just a few weeks away. That's not all that far from now. That is rather earth-shaking news, don't you think? I read this to my producer as soon as I got it, and his reaction was, he shook his head and he said, when are these guys in America going to get it? When are they going to get the clue that the whole rest of the world knows this stuff and they think they're keeping it from us? They think there's some secret. When are they going to get a clue? Well, I think that is an excellent question. It is a question that I ask, I think, kind of frequently. When are they going to wake up and smell the coffee and realize there is no lid to keep on this? The lid was blown off long ago. And the best thing they can do is just come clean and tell the truth. A couple of more news items, and then I'll open up the telephone lines for you. Did you hear about the Chandrayaan 1? Sure you did, right here on the Kevin Smith Show. You heard about it just disappearing. Right after they announced that it had found water. Well, guess what else it found? It found bubbles, domes of magnetic field on the backside of the moon. Now, if the moon has no magnetic shield around it, of course, it's very, very dangerous to live on the surface. On the other hand, if you have a base, one of the things you might want to do is generate a magnetic field, a dome of magnetism over that base to protect it from the cosmic rays. Chandrayaan 1 found domes of magnetic field on the backside of the moon. One more big thing that is happening. The Copenhagen Treaty, you know, they're about to meet and everyone is about to bow and kiss the hand of this treaty, which, by the way, takes away the sovereignty of the United States of America and every other nation that signs it. There will be no more sovereign United States of America if we sign on to that treaty. Someone hacked into the Climactic Research Center, which, by the way, that's where all the climate research is done and all the data is collected and the reports are issued, upon which the United Nations IPCC report were founded. They were all based on that. And this is the report that told the world that we are suffering from global warming, and it's increasing, and it's increasing rapidly, and we're going to reach a tipping point, and oh my God, we've got to do something. And we, by the way, we humans are causing it. This is where the data came from that was used for Al Gore's film. Some of you got righteously hot at me when I pointed out that the courts in England have held that that film cannot be shown to school children without telling them ahead of time and letting their parents know that it is primarily political propaganda. And you got really hot at me, some of you. Well, someone hacked into the Climactic Research Center, or Climatic Research Center, in the UK, and that was illegal. They shouldn't have done it. But they did it, and then downloaded tons of email and correspondence and all kinds of files, and posted those on the internet. They got out, and guess what? There are emails from high officials with that organization and scientists talking about, apparently, cooking the data, not using real data, in order to show global warming is taking place. So they didn't use the real data. They used fake data that they put in. The real data actually shows a decline in global temperatures. Here is one email from Kevin Trenberth to Michael Mann. Michael Mann is at the Climatic Research Center. Kevin Trenberth is apparently in Colorado. And in this, he says, well, I have my own article on where the heck is global warming. We were asking that here in Boulder, where we've broken records the past 2 days for the coldest days on record. We had 4 inches of snow. The high the last 2 days has been below 30 degrees Fahrenheit, and the normal is 69 degrees Fahrenheit. And it smashed previous records for these days by 10 degrees Fahrenheit. He goes on to say, the fact that we cannot account for the lack of warming at the moment, the fact is, we cannot account for the lack of warming at the moment, and it is a travesty that we can't. There's a senator in the United States now who's saying, in 7 days, when the Senate reconvenes, if there has not been something done to change the situation dramatically, he is going to call for a full Senate investigation of this IPCC report, the Climatic Research Center and their data, and the United Nations in regard to climate change. They're all singing in the choir of global warming, but the data shows global cooling. There are places that are getting hotter because of volcanic activity. The climate is changing, as it always does. It's never been static. So it's changing, and weather patterns are changing. But as far as the planet getting hotter, ain't happening. We'll be back and open the phone lines right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. It is Open Line Live tonight. We'll talk about anything within our genre that happens to be upon your mind. Let's go to the telephone and caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Okay, this is Ron from Maryland. Kevin, I was the one that, you know, talked to you a while back about the Large Eagle, and I sent you that disc for Richard Hogan. I wanted to ask you something. If you become a member, and something happens, and you don't meet your quota, what happens if you become a member if you don't meet your quota?
What happens if we're not able to? You're talking about if we don't meet the budget that we have to have?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
If we don't meet the budget that we have to have, the first thing that's going to happen is we get evicted from the studio. I have a backup plan, and I can go there. However, at that point, I will not be providing free services to anybody.
Okay. But you'll still be a member and everything.
The members will still be able to get the program. So, I mean, those that get upset, and people do get upset. Believe me, I get nasty emails because of the fact that I mentioned that I have to pay bills. But, you know, the ones that get upset and say, well, you know, if that's how it is, I'm just not going to be there. Well, okay, I mean, I want to provide the free services that we provide, but you know, if I have to trim something, it would be the free services. And so listening to the show for free will go away. I don't want that to happen. I've done everything I know to keep it from happening, including the fact that I haven't seen my family in 4 years, and I live on $2 a day. But I cannot and will not provide free services if the people that hear the show decide they don't want to support the show.
Okay.
But the members area will continue.
Well, there's a question I want to ask you, and I know you might get mad at me, okay?
All right.
I don't like putting charge cards on the computer.
Okay, there are many solutions to that. And it's, as a matter of fact, if you click on our FAQ, you'll find the answer.
I can barely hear you, so I'm trying to, you know.
If you click on our FAQ on the menu, click on FAQ, you will see the other ways to pay for it. There's one of the questions in the FAQ, I don't want to use a credit card, how can I become a member?
Well, what I was wondering, if it's okay with you, okay? If I send you an email and I send you a check, can you set me up as a member?
Well, read the FAQ, because there are several ways to do it. We've tried all different kinds of ways, including money orders. And you would be surprised, because of Homeland Security, we have problems with money orders, of all things.
Yeah.
So read the FAQ. It explains in there how to go about it. Another way is just go down to the store and buy a one of those Visa prepaid cards and use it.
So you want me to send you a check and...
No, we run into problems. You know, believe it or not, I had someone at the bank with one of the checks say, "Who is this person?" I said, "It's somebody." Okay. Well, you know, we're going to have to get that person in here to endorse you depositing this. And it was weird. I've never experienced that before. And when I argued with them, they said it was Homeland Security regulation they were following. And I said, "Yeah, well, okay, I guess I can click my heels and throw my hand straight up in the air and say, you know, Sieg Reich."
All right, I guess...
Yep, the answers are in the FAQ. There are ways for you to do it, and you don't have to use a credit card.
Okay, your email, like, you don't not have the case, the KC files...
The K files?
Pardon me?
The K files?
Yeah, K files.
Mm-hmm.
That's the same email. If I was to use that email, you would look at it, right?
No. No, I don't read anything that's sent to K files. We have a contact page, and
contact page. Mm-hmm. Where on your website? Oh, it says contact.
Yep. You click on that, and then you select the correct subject. But the answers to all your questions are in the FAQ that we just put up. It's brand new, and it's based on all the questions that have been coming in. So it's all there.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I want to thank you, okay?
All right. And thanks for the call. I appreciate it. 623-444-5889. 623-444-5889. That is the main telephone number for you to call. And then if you need to call me toll free, it is 888-223-4599. If you live outside of the USA and you live outside of Canada, you can send me a flash message. You do that by going to my website. Scroll down. You will see a link that says flash message. Well, that's special. We provide that for people who do not live in the United States and do not live in Canada. because the toll-free number only works in the USA and Canada. But what do you think about this? The Bulgarian Academy of Science Space Exploration Department is saying, number one, extraterrestrials are real. Number two, they live here among us and you don't even notice it. Number three, we are in contact with them and have been. And number four, we will be having a meeting with them again in the spring of 2010. What do you think about that? Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
This is Brent from Wyoming.
Hi, how are you doing, Brent?
So far so good. I've had a rough day.
Well, I'm glad you're doing okay now.
Yeah. I wish I could support your show more than I do just by calling in, but my income is actually less than a dollar a day.
Well, look, I understand. Believe me, I know there are many people who want to support the show and simply cannot support it financially. I understand that. But, you know, it's not a matter of taking vengeance on anybody if I have to cut something. It's a matter of having to cut back on what we do so that I don't have as much time involved in it, so that I can go get a job somewhere and go to work.
Yeah, I understand.
You know, I work 100 hours a day at this. I start at 6 in the morning. I said I would work 100 hours a day. I work 100 hours a week.
Yeah.
And I start at 6 in the morning, and I go till 2 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then I start at 6 in the morning, and I go till 2 in the morning. And so, you know, it's just a matter of the physics, I guess you could call it.
It's 140 hours a week.
Well, okay, there you go.
And I have two other comments.
All right.
This is, this concerns the false flags. I'm not saying this article you're citing is a false flag, but this is about the false flags that a lot of the media in the United States is throwing up. Do you know how they got the Japanese ready for the atomic bomb?
Well, go ahead.
So they could have maximum kill.
Go ahead. Tell us.
For several weeks beforehand, they would fly over those cities and drop one bomb. It wasn't an atomic bomb. It was just one bomb. So the Japanese, the people in Nagasaki and Hiroshima, kind of poo-pooed it until it was too late.
Okay.
So what I'm saying is that a lot of these false flags that are being thrown up could be getting us used to this false flag stuff, so when the real thing hits, we're not ready for it.
Okay, let's assume that this story is a false flag. This story from Bulgaria. Let's assume it is a false flag. How would it affect us if...
I don't know. It's psychological warfare. I'm not saying this one is a false flag. I'm saying a lot of this stuff that the American media puts out.
Well, yeah, you know, a lot of stuff the American media puts out is manure.
Fertilizer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're feeding mushrooms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The other thing I wanted to say is, you've heard of ethnic cleansing?
Yes.
Do you realize what will happen if the healthcare reform goes through as planned? In that they will say that everybody has to buy health care or pay a fine and go to jail. It's called economic cleansing.
Yeah, it gets rid of poor people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just something to think about.
All right, Brent. Thanks for the call.
Goodbye.
All right. 623-444-5889. open line live tonight, or you can give me a call on the toll-free line if you need to. It works toll-free in the USA and Canada, 888-223-4599. What's on your mind, huh? Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Yeah, good evening, Kevin. It's Terry from Ohio.
Hi, Terry.
I hope you can hear me. I'm sicker than Reagan, the first Reagan in Japan.
Okay.
I just wonder if you got my email about my contributions to your show.
Did you send the email today, Terry?
No, I've sent it a couple times. Through your contract.
Okay. Yeah. I did. I've put it in the saved folder, and I just have not had time yet to respond to it, but I will respond to it.
Yeah, I didn't know there was just something between me and you. You know, because you know, I helped you show out, or if there was just a mistake. I don't ask for any privileges for anything I donated to your show. I spoke on there about possibly, you know, adding a dollar or two to your
to the cost of membership.
Yeah, I was wondering what you thought about that.
Terry, I'll have to give you that response when we come back from break. Okay, just listen off air and I'll tell you. But we have to step away for a couple of minutes for break, and we shall return. We'll be back. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. And, Terry, are you still with me?
Yeah, I got cut off there for a second, but I got back.
Yep, the timer cut you off at after 3 minutes. All right, the answer is I have kept the price where it is because there are people struggling to be members even at that price. And I don't think it's wise to go up on the price. So,
yeah.
Any member that feels like, $6.95, 23 cents a day, that's really nothing. Oh, okay. Do a donation.
A couple of more? Yeah, that sounds smart.
All right. Terry, listen, I got to run, but thanks for the
question.
All right. Go ahead.
Hey, when you put your show on, because like you're in the East, it's 10 to midnight.
Uh-huh.
I just wonder if you ever thought about changing your time, moving it up.
No. Our time is selected based on internet versus radio listening demographics, and I have selected the prime time at midnight. Listenership falls off dramatically. And that before 7 p.m. on the West Coast time, using West Coast time, before 7 p.m., listenership is at a trickle. So from 7 till 9 p.m. West Coast time puts me in the window of maximum listeners all across the country.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to have to get my membership hooked up again for you. So.
All right. Well, Terry, thanks for the call. I've got other calls holding, so I have to run.
Okay, bye.
All right. Thank you. 623-444-5889 is the main number, or 888-223-4599. That is the number. Those are the numbers to call. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, this is Bob from California.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, I just wanted to say that when I called in tonight, and I wanted to call in really briefly, There were two things I wanted to address. One was your book, and one was December.
Okay. Which book?
Okay, let's start with December. I want everybody to imagine something real quick. Imagine the whole December, if you were to do a small donation, you'd be able to listen to the show at least another month. And out of all the months during the year, you know, you're going to be having all these things, and family might make you feel this way or that way. Some people might have a brew. Other people might come home and just need the show. You know, there's going to be a lot of empty times in people's lives if they have family problems, a lot of this, a lot of that. And we've been getting so much news in the past. It's not even about that. Could you just imagine if, like, you know, the show just started dying during December and we didn't meet our funds, when all it takes is about $650 for us to go on? I wanted to mention that the Mars Maximum Mystery, when I downloaded it, I decided that I wanted to donate $9 because of two reasons. Number one, I'm not very rich, and $9 isn't that much. And number two, I really wanted to know what was in there. And when I downloaded it, I was thinking that I wouldn't mention it on the show if I thought it was something that I could go through real quick and I already knew. And when I got that book, I was so impressed. I have read books that are on the shelf for $20 or $30, and I was looking at this book, and it might be an easing-type format or PDF, but it had photos, it had pictures of stuff that you wouldn't believe. It had all these numbers, and it went on and on. It went from topic to topic. It showed everything about the about Mars. It had photos that you might not have even seen before. It was absolutely amazing. So if you're thinking, I don't know how to donate, I don't know where to start, get that Mars book right away. I'm not getting the Venus one right away. I might take a couple days because I just want to go through the Mars one first, because I couldn't even contemplate all of it. And then I want the Venus one after that. And when you see photos of seashells on Mars and you see photos of these other things, you'll realize that during December you do not want the video feeds to go dead from the studio. We at least need this last month. We have to get through 2009. We're about $650 away from having all this go down the tubes, and there's ways to donate, and that Mars book is awesome. And if anybody has any money, please donate. We're so close. It's not $2,000. We've gotten rent down to $1,540. We're still rolling. You're hearing stuff here that you'll never hear in the United States and in some other countries and stuff where everything's censored. This is our source. It goes beyond politics. It goes to truth. It goes to our artisticness of creativity within your mind. Don't let it go. Please donate. Get that Mars book, because to be honest, I was just curious and I got blown away. I said to a friend, come over here and look at this. Look at these pictures. Look at all this stuff. It showed everything. It showed the trees that I talk about. It showed water on the surveyor, showing, you know, that there's water on there. It showed pictures of, and diagrams of the planes that you were talking about, that if there wasn't a great amount of atmosphere, it wouldn't even work. Mm-hmm. It shows everything. It shows stuff that I forgot about. And in the end, if you want to watch the whole show on it, you can watch it. You know, just make sure you don't get rid of the browser before you watch it.
Yeah, you just you bookmark it.
We need that before the end of the month. I need everybody to donate. Make sure you grab the Venus book after you look at the Mars for a day or two. And maybe during December, I know right now it's going through some changes in publishers and printing. We can get that Gods in the Garden DVD and at least get us through December. We're so close. Everybody donate, and at least buy the book if you want to get something out of it. And I'm telling you, you will be blown away. I honestly would have paid $20 right now, and I don't buy anything in real life. So I want to leave you with that and go strong. We're going to finish this, and if we can just get out of this one bind, we'll at least be able to have a happy holidays, have your cocoa, have your beer, listen to stuff around the world, and enjoy at least one last month, if not going on to 2010. So go strong. Thank you, Kevin, and we love the show.
All right. Thank you. Wow. Wow, thank you. Well, I'll tell you, people that have read the Mars book, the emails I've gotten back from people that have read Mars Maximum Mystery are pretty much like what you just heard. So if you don't have it, you probably want to get it. There is information in there that I doubt you will find elsewhere. You may find it elsewhere, but you'll have to go to a whole lot of different places to find it. And what the book does is pull it together for you. And it will blow you away. All right, the telephone lines are open, 623-444-5889 or 888-223-4599. The 888 number is toll-free, and it is open line live. I've got a flash message here from Blue in Australia that says, "Good evening, Mr. Kevin Smith. Funny, we already knew other civilizations and structures and UFOs are out there. Look at the evidence and read Kevin's e-books." Okay. "Although the media thinks it's most probably swamp gas and hot air balloons, great show. Cheers, Blue." Thanks, Blue. I appreciate it. Let's see. That's it. That's the only flash message I have at the moment. I've got another one from the United Kingdom, and it is, "Maybe people still don't want to be 100% convinced until they show an ET live on TV. Do you think that will ever happen?" And tell you what, John, I bet you it already has happened. I bet you have seen ETs, real ones, on television and didn't know it. How would you know? If they are grays, you would assume that since you're seeing it on television, it must be, you know, Hollywood makeup. If they were reptilians, you would think the same thing. Dick Criswell has told us here on this show that some of them look like, kind of like the Klingons that you see in Star Trek. Well, if you saw one of those and he was real, how would you know? And if you saw one that looked human, he may be starring in a TV show. How would you know? I bet you've already seen ETs on television, real ones, and we just didn't know it. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Are you willing to hang on through the break?
Is this me?
Yeah, are you willing to hang on through the break?
Yes, sir, I will.
All right, I'm going to put you on hold, and you'll be first up. We'll be back, folks, right after this. And welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. We have a caller on hold, so let's go to the telephone line. Caller, your first name, and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. This is Victoria from Washington State.
Hi, Victoria.
Hi. Good to talk to you again. I just wanted to ask a question about the report from Bulgaria. Is that right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, as I understand it, and I was just kind of... the radio was kind of cutting out, so I wasn't sure if I got it all. But the statement in the report, it was stated that the ETs or whoever they are aren't particularly happy with the fact that we are doing artificial insemination. Is that right?
According to what he says, and it's in quotes here, they're very skeptical of our use of cosmetics and artificial insemination because this is unnatural.
Well, I was just kind of getting a kick out of that because so many of the abduction scenarios are supposed to, you know, be all about getting biological material to, you know, further their particular cloning programs.
Well, but see, it may be a different race of them.
Well, maybe it is, but, I guess they need to go pick on those other guys for doing what they're doing before they pick on us. And I think we're supposed to be, as I understand it, you know, maybe the cloning and the artificial insemination and, and in vitro fertilization and that type of thing might be something that maybe we've picked up from them. And then the fact that, you know, we're polluting our Earth, it's like, well, gosh, maybe we're trying to back engineer stuff that they have, and we're kind of working to catch up with them, and so they're setting a bad example by, you know, dangling a carrot in front of us and expecting us not to bite.
Well, that, yeah, there are some curious things in it.
I'm sorry?
There are some curious things in here that make me wonder. First of all, it's in the Sophia Echo, which is a reputable news organization. So I think they're accurately reporting what this man said. I think this man probably is accurately reporting what the extraterrestrials said to him. But the question is, how truthful are the extraterrestrials?
Well, exactly. And you know, deceit and trickery, it seems to be their calling card. And so I'm not doubting that the article is, stating what they've understood. But I'm just thinking, well, I don't know that we should pay any attention to what they're saying, because it just seems a little hypocritical to me.
Well, anyway, you know, I think we have to do what we think is in our best interest. Regardless of what the extraterrestrials might say, we have to do what we honestly think is in our best interest. However, what's really a kick in this thing is you have the Bulgarian Academy of Science making an open statement that they have contact with an extraterrestrial race.
And hey, maybe they've been talking to the Pope.
Well, maybe. It may be. I don't know.
Anyway, I'm going to just have a little chuckle over it, because yeah, I think it's an interesting article, and I'm not discounting it or anything, but I just think I find it a little humorous and
it would be sort of like if the extraterrestrials told us that they were upset with us because there's so many people kidnapped and being kidnapped on Earth, and we need to stop that. That's, you know, the extraterrestrials telling us not to kidnap people would be sort of duplicitous, wouldn't it? Victoria, I have to move along, but thanks for the call.
Thank you very much, Kevin.
All right.
Good luck.
All right. Bye-bye. Yeah, if E.T. says, now you folks need to stop kidnapping people. I agree, no one should ever be kidnapped, but hearing that coming from E.T.'s, would be a little hard to swallow, wouldn't it? Because there's been so much of these so-called alien abductions that have gone on. But again, you know, it may be a different race of ETs that, other than the ones that are doing the hybridization program, or other than ones that are doing the abductions and kidnappings and so forth, there may be a different race of them, a different species of them, a different civilization of them, maybe is a better way to say it. 623-444-5889 is our main telephone number. It will work from anywhere in the world, anywhere on planet Earth. You can call that number. It will come right to the studio here. And, of course, the country code is 1. So it would be 1-623-444-5889. If you're in the USA or you're in Canada, you can call me on the toll-free number. The toll-free number is 888-223-4599. If you're outside of the USA and you're outside of Canada, you can send me a flash message. If you're in the USA or you're in Canada, we have phone lines that don't even cost you anything, so give us a call, okay? Yeah, this report out of Bulgaria, and this is it was hot off the press when I brought it to you at the beginning of the show. This is breaking news, and make of the extraterrestrials' message what you will. I've got some concerns about it. One concern I have is they refer to global warming being caused by infrastructural engineering. That means human caused. So you see, one of the things that I've got that interests me about this is the fact that the data, the actual data, shows that there is no global warming. There is warming in some places where it used to be cold, but there is massive cooling in other places where it used to be warm. This is called climate change. That's not a mystery. Climate change has been going on your entire life. Climate changes. It's not stable. If it were stable, we would never be surprised. Farmers would never be surprised by a drought. That's a climate change. A drought is not just one dry season. A drought is a dry season that goes into the next season, that goes into the next season. And farmers who were formerly very prosperous and were growing things all of a sudden get hit with a drought. Well, if climate change were not happening all the time, that never would have happened. If climate change is not something that just happens all the time, then where farmers are growing things, they would be able to grow things successfully year after 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 year. And there would never be a drought there. But the climate does change. The weather patterns change. And places where you used to be able to grow things, you can't grow anymore. In some places where there used to be a drought, they get flooding as the climate changes. So climate change is a reality. Global warming is fiction. It's fiction based on cooked numbers, and you know, backing up that claim are the emails from the very people who produced the numbers that were used to make that report that the UN published that said there is global warming and all the nations have to come together and do something about it. And if you don't come together and do something about it, the earth is going to die. News flash, folks, the earth's going to die anyway. It's been dying your whole life. It is one of the principles of thermodynamics. It is called entropy. Everything is running down. Everything. From the day you were born, you began to run down. You had so many days allotted to you, and that was going to be it. And you've been ticking those off day by day by day. I ticked another one off today. You did too. We're all everything, including the planet, goes through entropy, including the sun. The sun will eventually burn out. Okay? Now, the earth is going through changes. You are going through changes. There are people who, for political reasons, have thought, hey, you know what? If Hollywood can make a movie, or if radio can do a show called War of the Worlds and spook people out of their minds over something that's not even real, think of all the power we could grab and the money we could grab if we just scare the hell out of people over something that's not even real. 2,000 scientists signed that report. There was another report that came out by another group of scientists with over 30,000 scientists signing on. Of them, over 10,000 PhDs. They had more PhDs in the second group than the first group had scientists all together. The second report said the numbers are cooked. The models are flawed. It is fiction. The Earth is not about to bake itself out of existence. Global warming isn't for real. Now, if you stack the two together, you've got 30,000 on one side with more PhDs than the entire group on the other side. That's 2,000 people. And the 30,000 say it's not real. The founder of the Weather Channel said it is fiction. So you've got 30,000 on one side, you've got 2,000 on the other side, and that group of 2,000 is relying on data that comes from the Climatic Research Center in the UK. Coming from the Climatic Research Center are some amazing emails. Amazing emails. Listen to this one. This is from the head of the center. I think that's correct. Let me see. Well, it says one such email makes reference to the famous hockey stick graph published by Michael Mann in the journal Nature. And here's what it says. I've just completed Mike's nature trick of adding in the real temps, that would be temperatures, to each series for the last 20 years, in other words, from 1981 onward. From 1961 for Keith's to hide the decline. So there's actually been a decline in global temperatures. And so what they've done is they've cooked the numbers. That's important news. It's not something that mainstream media has wanted to talk about. They will now, because there's a senator who says, by golly, there will be an investigation. And he's chairman of a committee that deals with environment. So it'll hit the mainstream media. But they've not been willing to talk about this. What they have been is willing to poo-poo and ridicule people like me who point out that it's fiction. You're being massaged. You're being manipulated. You're being manipulated on a global scale to get at your money and to give governments more power over you. More power over you means less freedom for you. That's happening. There are people who say, well, we better wake up or it's going to be too late. My friend, you should have woke up years ago when me and others were saying, wake up. It's too late now. It's going to happen. But and you may disagree with me on that, but we'll see. It's going to happen. The die is cast. And even though the lies have now been exposed, it will not stop. It's like a freight train coming down the track at full speed. It will not stop. I think it's pretty interesting, though, this thing with the aliens among us. Now, Brent pointed out this may be a false flag. It may be. Again, I think the newspaper accurately reported what this man told them. I think this man probably accurately stated what he was told by these extraterrestrials, if indeed they were extraterrestrials. But isn't it curious that this comes out right before the Copenhagen Treaty meeting? Isn't that curious? And it states something about these aliens are upset because we are causing global warming when we now know for sure that's not the case. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Good evening, Kevin. This is Louie from Connecticut.
Hi, Louie.
Yes, Kevin, I have a couple of things.
All right.
On global warming,
mm-hmm.
with former Vice President Gore, when he puts his charts up and he goes around the country with the schools and he shows a picture of a polar bear, you know, like on an iceberg, like drowning.
Mm-hmm.
Do the people realize a polar bear is an A1 swimmer? They can go underwater for miles. You know, polar bears are excellent swimmers.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe there's more polar bears now than anything else, so I think it's all fake. But and another thing, right? Now, this is my opinion. I really believe that the New World Order is the Anunnaki. I believe all our big shots, like Henry Kissinger, I believe our leaders are very scared. I believe the off-worlders are controlling the New World Order, and they want something done at a certain amount of time. Because the way things are going now with the vaccines and all that, everything is speeding up, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Even if they get this New World Order, what is going to happen after the fact? Okay, are we going to be taxed to death? What is really going to happen? Who really wants this? It's got to be somebody over them, so I really believe it is certain off-worlders pushing our people, and they're running scared. They don't know what to do.
You may be right, but I'll tell you something. I believe it's entirely possible for humans to be that devious and that evil all on their own. When you are among the super, super rich, one more dollar is not going to, if you never made another dollar, I mean, I'm not going to name any names here, but if these people never made another dollar in their entire lives, in the lives of their great, 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 great grandchildren, if they never made another dollar, they would all die rich. So the only thing left to grab is power.
You got it.
And you see, democracy in all of its forms, including, I know we don't have a pure democracy. We have a republic, or we used to. I'm not sure that we still do. But democracy in any of its forms takes power out of the hands of the few. And so the power grab, if they can scare people enough that the terrorists want to get you, and if they don't get you, the swine flu is going to get you, and if that doesn't get you, then global warming is going to get you, and if that doesn't work, well, they'll come up with something else. They lay all that out there and just scare people to death so that people are in that, oh, save me mode. And you don't need anybody to save you. You don't. These things are mostly fiction. But if you buy into it and you go with, oh, save me, you've got to do something. We expect the government to do something. Okay, they will. They will take your freedom.
Right. Well, Kevin, that's what all the war's about. After the communist bloc. Okay, we thought we were free of wars. War makes money.
Mm-hmm.
Now, where I live at is mostly, I got like Sikorsky aircraft and all that. It's all military. They got to have a war to keep money moving. Okay, Eisenhower mm-hmm. said it, you know, the war machine.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it's all about. It's to scare Americans, right? Hitler did it. He's to scare people, right? They gotta keep. Hey, they keep you scared, entertained. The news media is like local news media are being bought. There's a newspaper here. The local newspaper was bought out by the Hearst Corporation. So big business is buying our local stuff to keep the regular news down.
Yeah,
it's all to scare people. People should realize that this is plotted. I can't remember the name of a book. There's a book that came out in the early 67, 66, about the same thing. How are they going to scare us after when there's no war? How to keep the Americans scared and make them do things?
Yeah, it's all about manipulation and power, and that's where the world's headed. And hey, folks, that's why you need this show. Louis, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. I have to move on, but thank you for the call. 623-444-5889 is the number, and the toll-free number is 888-223-4599. When we talk about UFOs, when we talk about extraterrestrials, when we talk about ghosts, when we talk about space exploration, we talk about any of these things, generally, I'm giving you information you're not going to get off of major media. Caller, your first name and where are you calling from?
Good evening, Kevin. It's Mike from Kentucky.
Mike, are you willing to hang on? We have a break coming up.
Sure will.
All right, you hang on and I'll get you first up after the break. Folks, I don't know if it's important to you, but if it is important to you to find these things out, help us out. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. We have Mike on the line with us. Mike, are you still with me?
I am.
All right, sir. What's on your mind?
Quickly, one real quick question just for clarification.
Mm-hmm.
Are all members of the Kevin Smith Show Kevinites, or is that something that they have to join as specially separate?
No, you have to send me an email saying you want to be a Kevinite, and then I will send you a PDF file that has in there what we do and how we do it.
All right. That was just for clarification.
Yeah.
All right. I think that most of the people, and correct me if I'm wrong, seem to think that our Earth should support about a half a billion people, but yet we have 6 billion or more on it. And that the powers that be are wanting to get it back to that half a billion or less. If this were so, why would these so-called watchers over us have allowed this to happen?
Well, now we get into waxing philosophical.
Yeah.
But one of the primary questions about human existence is, do we have free will?
Right.
If we do have free will, then we and we alone determine our actions and our future. If we have free will, then the only way to override that would be for a conquering force to come in and occupy and impose its will. See, this is one of the, we have a real good example of this in so-called peacekeeping missions. So long as the occupying force has the numbers, the power, and the will, they can enforce peace on people that don't want it. But as soon as the occupying force loses one of those three things, and that is the numbers, the power, or the will. If you lose any one of those three things, then the occupying force begins to shrink. And all of the reasons that caused the war in the beginning are still there. And they'll come right back up to the surface. So the only way that any outside group could enforce anything on us about population control or preventing some of these New World Order types from trying things to reduce the population. The only way they could do it would be to override free will. If Iran wants to be free, Iranians have to rise up and make it free. They can't wait for someone else to do it for them. They have to do it. The same thing was true here in America. If we wanted to be free, we had to rise up and make it happen. It had to come from us. If we want to keep our freedom, what we do to keep our freedom has to come from inside of us, and we can't wait on saviors to ride in at the last moment like a knight in shining armor and make it happen. It's not going to happen. It won't happen. Our free will has to be exercised to determine whether we're going to remain free.
Good answer, Kevin. I appreciate that. Now, this free will thing, isn't this being overridden when it comes to so-called alien abductions?
Well, it is. It is. And
somebody's not playing by the rules.
So, you know, if there is an occupying force willing to come in and impose upon all of us their will, if they have the technological power and the numbers to make it happen, and they have the will to make it happen, they can make it happen.
Exactly. Don't you see, though, that the reason a lot of this has happened is since the Second World War has come and gone, that Americans, as you said, have been dumbed down to the point of just being receptive to almost anything?
Well, a lot of Americans have been dumbed down. Some have not. But almost all have been willed down. There's almost no steel in the spine of America anymore. Now, people get angry with me when I say things like this, and I get email, Mike, where they'll say, you know, I'm unpatriotic, and if I don't love America, why don't I just leave it? Look, here's a question. If America doesn't love you and it's leaving you, or is it patriotic to pretend that's not happening?
I don't think it's patriotic at all.
I think it's patriotic to tell the truth. Don't you? I think it's patriotic to tell the truth. And the truth is that it's not just in America, but it's happening all over the world. In every country where people listen to this show, it's happening. Where they are losing their freedoms as the government promises more security or more prosperity, and the government grows and the freedoms shrink. And that's happening all over the world. Now, as long as we just sit by and say, okay, well, I guess that's how it is, then that's how it is. Powerful people are only as powerful as the rest of us let them be. Ask Ceausescu or Milosevic. In both of those cases, it was their own people that brought them down. So powerful people are only as powerful as the rest of us let them be. And we let them be by being too busy and too involved in inane activities to take the bull by the horns and do anything about it. Look, here's something that's all philosophical. Here's something feet on the ground. Congress approval rating is lower than Bush's approval rating ever was. And yet, when we'll have with the next election, 95% of them will be returned to Congress. What does that tell you about the mindlessness of the population?
Yep. Most people have just followed this old thing, well, if it was good enough for Grandpa, it's good enough for me mentality.
Yep.
Kevin, good show. Keep it up. I'll be here for you, buddy.
All right. Thanks for the call. All right, folks, the telephone number is 623-444-5889 or toll free at 888-223-4599. You know, we don't talk about politics, and we haven't talked about politics here tonight. Politics is all about candidates, parties, party platforms, policies that have to do with being a Democrat or being a Republican or being a Libertarian or being a whatever in whatever country. That's politics. I'm not interested in that, but I am interested in the issues. The issues touch the genre we talk about. For instance, we know I'm holding in my left hand, I am holding the report from the Bulgarian Academy of Science, where they're saying to the world, we are in contact with extraterrestrials, and they are living here among us. That's in this hand. And in this hand, in this report, it says that the extraterrestrials are upset about the fact that we have this global warming happening, and that it is attributed mainly to infrastructural engineering. That's human activity. So the big news, because they're admitting to being in contact with extraterrestrials. And they even say that they've got another meeting coming up in early 2010. That's big news. But as I say, there's that information about global warming from the extraterrestrials. In this hand, I have the report, actually the article, that contains the emails from the Climate Research Center indicating they cook the numbers and that all this global warming was fiction. Now, you put the two together, the global warming is fiction, and put it together with the extraterrestrial saying that global warming is because of infrastructural engineering. It's a curious picture, isn't it? I mean, you know, it's a picture that doesn't make a lot of sense unless someone in this mix is doing a false flag. I agree with Brent. I don't think that this report from the Bulgarian Academy of Science is a false flag in terms of their contact with extraterrestrials. I think that's accurate. I could be wrong about that, but it seems to be stable. It seems to be accurate. I don't think it's a false flag when we look at the emails from people inside the Climate Research Center and read in those emails about them using tricks and using hoax data to make the numbers appear that there's global warming. I don't think that's hoaxed. But I'll tell you what, I don't think either one of those is a false flag. But the information from those extraterrestrials just may be, because they're talking about a global warming that the data shows isn't happening. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, this is Claire from New York.
Hi, Claire.
I just had a quick question.
Okay.
Where the Bulgarian says it's infrastructural engineering.
Uh-huh.
I didn't obviously read the whole article, so does that have to be human infrastructure? I mean, could it be planetary infrastructure?
Well, you know, it could be. It could be, and in that case it would not be a false flag, because what's happening is the oceans are heating, And the oceans are heating up, and the oceans drive the climate. But they're heating up because of the volcanic activity under the oceans is something like 30 times greater than they had estimated it should be at this point. And so there's so much more volcanic activity under the oceans, heating the oceans, and it's changing the weather.
Well, and of course, the solar flare cycles have a lot to do with it. I mean,
mm-hmm.
the blazing ball of gas in the sky that has an awful lot to do with what the weather's like around here.
Yeah.
But I just because it wasn't specific, I mean, just to play around with the idea,
yeah.
if the idea meant that the warming was being caused by something inside the planet...
Claire, if you will, hang on. I'll just put you on hold, and I'll continue with you here right after this break. But it's taking over, and we have to step away. We'll be back, folks. And welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. Caller, are you still with me?
Yeah, I am.
Tell me again your first name.
Claire.
Claire. Okay, Claire. I had to cut you off because the break was taking over, and I wanted you to be able to finish your thought. Yes, I agree from that perspective. You know, if this is a reference to the engineering of the Earth itself, then it's not talking about human activity. It's a little confusing.
It is. Another thing that I found sort of confusing, and I guess I laughed along with Victoria, was that the spokesman said that they were against cosmetics.
Uh-huh.
And really, all the way back to the red paint people, as early as we know, people have been painting up in some way or another. And if those, ancient ancestors apparently, came from the skies somewhere, it seems funny they've taken a sudden turn against decoration when, from the red paint people to the Egyptians to the Mayans, everybody painted up in some way or another. So I thought that was kind of funny and seemed perhaps more personal than perhaps you'd expect from another race. But then he said they also only wanted to communicate via mind-to-mind communication. So I have to assume it was into his mind that he got all this information about what their goals and missions and top priorities were.
Now, that's a good observation. And it's an excellent observation. I thought about that. But the thing that threw me is... it has it in quotes here. It says, the next anticipated, and it's in quotes, meeting is said to be in the spring of 2010. So I don't know. Maybe they meet face-to-face, but then they only communicate telepathically. I don't know.
It seems odd. And I think it's an interesting statement, and I think it's, it's a lot of fun to speculate about, but it seems odd that it would have to wait until the first quarter of 2010. I mean,
well, I guess it would be that's going to be after Copenhagen. The Copenhagen Treaty happens in December.
Well. To avoid the political, I'll just say I'm a bit of a geopolitical junkie, and Copenhagen didn't look real likely after the collapse of Kyoto. Nobody really wants it. Nobody really wants to sign on for it. And of course, with this conveniently timed, but I think accurate hacking of the CRU data,
mm-hmm.
The emails rather. Showing that they were not only kind of fudging the data, but that they were trying actively to discredit people with opposing viewpoints and get them basically left out of certain journals.
Yeah.
There's one email in particular that says, I'm going to tell this journal I'm not going to submit to it anymore until they get rid of this troublesome editor. And it made me think of that historical quote by King Henry II about Thomas Becket, when Henry wanted to get divorced and Thomas wouldn't go along with it. And he said, will no one rid me of this troublesome priest?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I think that if this particular individual who was quoted is trying to make a last sort of gasp attempt at saving Copenhagen, that might not be a well-guided attempt. If, however, he's trying to communicate something entirely different with sort of a combination of real and maybe not so real stuff,
mm-hmm.
I think it's kind of interesting. And it's certainly interesting that it got reported at all.
It is. And, you know, it was reported first by their news agency over there called Novinar, which would be the Bulgarian sort of equivalent of CNN.
Oh, okay.
And then it was quoted by Dnes, which is sort of daily news. And then it broke out into the open and made it to the internet. So, it's being reported by what in Bulgaria would be mainstream media.
Well, I think that's terrific, because whether or not it turns out to be, factual, that you even get to talk about it or hear about it in the first place is a step above what we usually get.
Oh, yeah. We have here the mainstream news media here really are not mainstream anymore. They're fringe. But they still carry the name mainstream. And they will not report most of the stuff. Since you're a geopolitical junkie, you know this. They don't report most of the stuff that the rest of the world knows about. Americans are kept in the dark and by our news media in this country. Claire, I want to thank you for the call.
Have a good evening.
All right. Very interesting call. And from the United Kingdom, John says, I can believe the ET causes for concern about the environment. You never mention oil, the oil and gas they are pumping from the earth. Sure I do. I think we need to get rid of using oil and gas. I've talked about that on this show many times, John. Many times. The fact that I will not buy global warming does not mean that I am not environmentally sensitive. I am. We're pumping poisons into the air that are killing us. And we shouldn't be doing it, and we don't have to do it. The technologies, I am absolutely sure the technologies exist to take us off of oil and gas before sunrise tomorrow. They exist, and they're being kept from us. I'm absolutely sure of that. Now, that doesn't, you know, the fact that I'm not going to buy cooked information, the fact that I'm not going to buy this cooked data out of the climatic research organization or center, CRC, that has nothing to do at all with whether I'm concerned for the environment. I certainly am. I want my children, I want my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren, I want them to have a great and wonderful world to live on. Earth needs to be protected from us. And we don't need to be using oil and gas and coal. We just don't need it. There are technologies that we could plug in pretty much overnight if the units would be manufactured in sufficient supply and distributed or sold to the people in sufficient supply at reasonable cost. We could convert away from oil and gas pretty much in 24 hours. The technologies exist. But it's not going to happen because you can't put a meter on these technologies and the rich can't charge you. All right, that's Open Line, and I hope you enjoyed it. My friends call me Steel Eye. My enemies do too. You can call me whatever you want to call me. Just keep coming back again and again and again. Until next time, so long, everybody.